Springfield, Massachusetts is recording its highest numbers of new COVID-19 cases in months, and it is younger people who are getting infected. There were 166 new COVID-19 cases in Springfield last week, to go along with 124 confirmed cases the week before that.
The uptick continues.
After reporting Monday that an analysis of 191 recent cases found that 54% were people under 30 years of age, Mayor Dominic Sarno chastised young people for not adhering to public health and safety protocols.
To all you young people out there, you are not invincible. And then you become spreaders.
The new cases are coming predominantly from 4 zip codes in residential neighborhoods. Clusters have been found in households where some children have tested positive for the virus.
This is not a pandemic or virus that is just affecting middle-aged and senior citizens.
With help from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the city will target these hot spots to drive home the importance of wearing face coverings, hand washing, isolating if sick, and following the state's requirements to quarantine after traveling from a state where the virus has been very active. There are plans to produce public service announcements, have the mayor make a robocall, hold virtual meetings with neighborhood councils, and door-to-door community outreach, according to Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris.
This pandemic is something that we can once again get our arms around, but we need the cooperation.
Last week, Springfield was designated as a high-risk area for COVID-19 because of the recent uptick in cases. So while the rest of Western Massachusetts could go to the next step in the state's reopening process, Springfield had to pause.
This impacts our economic health as well. So unless and until we get this under control, we will stay stuck where we are and potentially have to move backwards, and that is not something that we want to do as a city.
Statewide, there's been an increase in new COVID-19 cases since late August. The number of people hospitalized across the state has also gone up. In Western Massachusetts, however, hospitalizations have held fairly steady. Dr. Sarah Hessler, an infectious disease expert at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, said the younger people who are becoming infected are not sick enough to require hospital care.
When we look at our patients that are testing positive in our system and trying to understand who are they and what is the risk for us to see another major surge, we are again seeing the same pattern where it's not predominantly elderly people anymore. It's mostly young and middle-aged people who are testing positive. And a lot of what we're seeing are family clusters.
Last week, Springfield recorded its first death from COVID-19 in 5 weeks. 132 city residents have died so far in the pandemic. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.